We're beginning with the top Mishnah on Daf Yud Amud Aleph. The Mishnah reads, "Begimel b'mar cheshvan sholin esegeshamim." Beginning on the third day of Mar Cheshvan, we begin asking for rain in Shmona Esrei, meaning we include the phrase "V'sein tal umater livracha." That is the opinion of Tana Kama. Rabbi Gamliel Omer, Rabbi Gamliel says, "B'shiva bo," we only start on the seventh day of Mar Cheshvan. Why? Because that is Tesvav Yom Acher HaChag. It is 15 days after Sukkot and Shmini Atzeres have ended. Kedeshi Agia Acher and Shabi Yisrael Linahar Pras. To give 15 days for the last Jew leaving Yerushalayim, meaning the Jew who lived the furthest in Galus, for him to reach Nahar Pras, the Euphrates River. Meaning we don't want it to rain earlier because that'll make it more difficult for these Jews to travel back from Yerushalayim to wherever they live. Let's see, Rashi on the Mishnah. B'shloshav mar cheshvan sholen esag eshamim. In the end of the thin lines in Rashi, Rav Gamliel Omer b'shivabo, it's b'tesvav yom achar achag, on the 7th of mar cheshvan, which is 15 days after Sukkot. Klomar b'shivav mar cheshvan means, say, the 7th of mar cheshvan, hu tes achar achag, which is the same date, which is 15 days after Sukkot. Kideish yagia ha'acharon, klomar means to say, kodem bias mayim linar pras, that a person should have enough time to reach the Euphrates River before it wanes. Shu rachel yoser, which is the furthest that you would go, or the furthest river, because not only would the rain in general make it more difficult to travel, but it would make the rivers swell and make it more difficult to cross the river. So we want to make sure that the last Jew could cross Nahar Pras before it began to rain. Okay, so that's Machlokas the Mishnah. When do we begin saying the same Talamater? Either on the 3rd of Mar Cheshvan or on the 7th. The Gemara begins, Amar Rabbi Elazar, Halacha K'Rabban Gamliel, we paskin like Rabban Gamliel. Tanya Chananya Omer, Chananya says, Ubagola ad Shishim B'tkufa. Chananya says, the Mishnah is only talking about an Eretz Yisrael, but in the Galus, we only begin asking for rain, meaning in Bavel, we only begin asking for rain once it's 60 days, after the Tekufa, meaning the first day of the Tekufa of Tishrei, the period of Tishrei, meaning fall. This is a date which is based on the solar calendar, not like the rest of the Jewish calendar, which is based on the moon also, but here we're dealing only with the solar calendar, so 60 days after the first day of fall. It's called the autumnal equinox. And therefore, it has nothing to do with the Hebrew date, and it falls on the English date as being December 4th. It's a bit of a complicated calculation to figure out why you get December 4th. If you'd like to see more about it, there's an article by someone named Rabbi Rab, R-A-A-B, on yutorah.org. Or similarly, if you have a copy of Rabbi Bleich's book on Birchat HaChama, he discusses it there as well. But anyways, Chananya says that in the Galus and Bavel, we begin 60 days after the first day of fall, meaning December 4th. Amar Rav Huna Bar Chiya, Amar Shmuel Halacha Kechananya, we paskin like Chananya, Shmuel says. Ani, is this so? Did Shmuel really say we paskin like Chananya, that's 60 days after the Tekufa? V'haboy minei mishmuel, but didn't they ask Shmuel, me'emas mad karina v'sein talamatar, when do we begin saying v'sein talamatar Shmuel Asrei? Amar Luhu, and he told them, m'chi ma'ayli tzivi lebei tavas rishba. We begin saying v'sein talamatar, asking for rain, when we begin to bring in the wood into the house of Tavas, someone's name, Rishba, the bird catcher. Because at that point they knew that they wouldn't be able to chop any more wood because it was beginning to rain. So from that point on they would bring in the wood, the firewood. And since at that point that was when the rain was supposed to fall, that's when we begin asking for Saint Talamatar. Like Mara says, no, perhaps there's no contradiction. Dilma Edi the Edi Chad Shirahu. These are both days. 60 days after the Tekufa, the day they would start bringing in the wood was the same date, because both days are just different ways of referring to the day that rain would normally begin. From that day on, we need rain. Iboy Lehu, they asked them, Yom Shishim Kilifnei Shishim, is the 60th day similar to before 60, meaning not to ask and say V'sein Talamatar, Okal Acher Shishim, or is it equivalent to the day after Shishim, meaning 61, meaning we do ask and say V'sein Talamatar on day 60. Toshma, come listen to a proof. Rav Amar Yom Shishim Ko Acher Shishim. Rav says that it's similar to after Shishim, meaning you say the same Talamatar. Ushmul Amar Yom Shishim Klifnei Shishim. It's the same as before Shishim, meaning you do not say the same Talamatar on day 60. Amar Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak. V'siman Rav Nachman said, and a sign, a mnemonic device for you to remember who said what, is that what? Eloi Boi Maya, the ones who live on top, meaning on high land or on mountains, they require more rainwater. Tatai Lo Boi Maya, but the ones who live in low-lying areas do not need as much rain. And therefore Rav, who lived in Eretz Yisrael, which is higher on the mountains, he needs more rain, and therefore he said he should start beginning on day 60, say the same Talmud on day 60. But Shmuel, who lived in Bavel in the low-lying area, does not need rain, therefore said you do not need to say the same Talmud until day 61, not on day 60. Amar Rav Papa said, Hilchsa Yom Shishim Klachar Shishim, but the law is that 60 is equal to 61, meaning you begin saying the same Talamatar on day 60. Let's see Rashi. Ubagola Shishim. Ubagola ain sholin ad Shishim. In the Galus, in Bubble, we only begin asking until day 60, but the Kufa, 60 days into the period of fall. Ifishu Makum Namach, it's a low lying area. Vein Tricha Matar Kokach, we don't need so much rain, so we can wait to ask for rain. When we begin bringing in wood into the house of Tavos, the bird catcher, from the time they begin taking wood into the storehouse, for the days of the rain, for the winter time, because they would know from then on is the period of rain, they would no longer be able to chop any more wood in the forest because it would be during the rainy season. Rishva, what is a Rishva? It's Tzayit Ofos, the catcher of birds, Kamo, in Porsin, Rishavim, Leonim, as the Gemara says, you can't spread out the traps for doves. And Tavos, Shem Adam Tavos is the name of a person. Kilifnei Shishim is 60 equal to before 60, Vlomad Karim, meaning you don't say the same Talamata. O Klacher Shishmor is equivalent to after 60 to 61, Vlomad Karim, and you do say the same Talamata. So we saw the machlokis, and the Gemara gave a simin, Eloi Boi Maya, the top one, the higher one, requires water, meaning what? Ha'omdim Baharim Srichan Yoser Mayim, those who live on mountains need more water, because the rainwater runs off the top and goes to the lower part of the mountain. And Tatai Lo Boi Maya, the lower ones, the ones living in low-lying areas, do not require so much water. Shemiskansin Kol Meime Haharim Labika, because all the water runs off the mountains and gathers in the valley. Hachanami, so to hear Rav Shahayim Eretz Yisrael, Rav who lived in Eretz Yisrael, Kanamrin Ba'alma, as we say elsewhere in Gittin, Michiyasa Rav LaBavel, when Rav would come to Bavel, but he generally lived in Eretz Yisrael, Eretz Yisrael Gavoa Mikol HaRatzos, and Eretz Yisrael is the highest of all the lands, Mishum Hachi Amar Kalachar Shishim, he said 60 is like 61, meaning you should start saying already on day 60. Uba Bavel, but in Bavel, where Shmuel lived, Begol on the Galus, Mitoch She'en on Srich on the Geshamim, since they don't need so much rain, Ein Sholim Ad Shishim L'Tkufa Tishrei. So Shmuel said that in terms of Eretz Yisrael, you don't ask on day 60, and similarly, that's the reason why we wait so long until day 60 and don't begin saying it earlier like in Eretz Yisrael. Here Rashi adds on that even though we no longer live in Bavel and maybe our need for rain is different, V'kach Anu Nogin Shekol Min Hagenu Acher Bnei Bavel, this is our custom to follow the minhag of Bavel, and not to ask until day 60, meaning December 4th. There are other Rishonim who argued and said that no, if you live in an area where rain is needed earlier, you should say it earlier. However, the general halacha, we accept like this Rashi, that we don't begin saying it until December 4th. Back in the Gemara, we'll see the next Mishnah. Higia Yodzayim Mar Cheshvan, if it's already the 17th of Mar Cheshvan, V'lo Yardu Gesham, and didn't rain yet, Hischilo HaYechidim Mis'anin, individuals would begin to fast and pray for rain. Gimel Taniyos, they would fast three times. Ochlin v'shosin mimi shechashecha, but they would eat on the night of that fast, meaning they would only fast during the daytime, but not for 24 hours. And similarly, umutarin b'malacha, it would be permissible to perform work on these fast days. Ubrachitza, and to wash oneself, uvasich, and anoint with oil. Ubeneilas ha-sandal, and to wear leather shoes, uvatashrin shamita, and to have marital relations, meaning these days would be equivalent to a minor fast. They wouldn't be like Tisha B'Av or Yom Kippur, where we fast for a full 24 or 25 hours and also have all these other prohibitions. Rather, in these days, they would not. Okay, and the Mishnah continues, Higir Rosh Chodesh Kislev, if it's even now reached further, it's now Rosh Chodesh Kislev, and it's below Yardi Gesham, and it still has not rained yet, then based in Gozer and Shalash Tani Osal Tzibur, then no longer is it merely an individual who fasts, so the based in the court will make a decree that the entire community should fast for 3 days. Again, and we'll see when they would fast and what days and so forth. Ochlin Veshosin, here too, though, they would still eat and drink Misha Hashecha once it become night, meaning the night of the fast they would eat. They would only fast on the daytime from morning to sunset. Umutar B'mlach, and again, they'd be permitted with work. Urechitza, washing oneself, Sicha, anointing, Nils, a sandal, wearing leather shoes, Vatashin Shemita, and marital relations. Rashi says on the Mishnah, Higia Shivasar, if it reached the 17th day of Marcheshron and no rain, they would fast. But Ochlam Meshosin Mishachashecha, they would eat still into the night of that day. They would only fast during the daytime. She'ein Ochlin Mivod Yom, they would not need to eat whatever they would want to eat during the previous day, meaning they would not fast also during the nighttime of 25 hours. Kiyom Kippurim V'Tisha B'Av, as they would do in Yom Kippur and Tisha B'Av. Rather, it would be more similar to the minor fast days. Vasar Bateve, Sum Gedalia, and so forth. The Gemara says, Manichidim, who are these individuals that the Mishnah refers to, that the individuals would begin fasting if it didn't rain by the 17th? Rav Huna Rabbanan, it means the Rabbanan, the rabbis, these individuals would fast. The Tzadikim. Va'amar Rav Huna, Rav Huna said, Yechidim Is'anin Shlosha Taniyos, these individuals would fast for 3 days. Sheni the Chamishi Vesheni, they would fast on Monday, then Thursday, and then the next Monday. My Kamash Malan, what is Rav Huna coming to teach us? Tanina, we already learned in the Mishnah. Ein Gozer Tanis al Tzibor B'Tchila B'Chamishi. We do not start to decree a fast on a community on Thursday, so that they would fast Thursday, Monday, Thursday. Rather, we do Monday, Thursday, Monday. What is the reason? Why would we always start on Monday and not Thursday? Shelo L'Haskia Es Hasharim, to not make such a great change in the marketplace in terms of the price of food. Why would this be? We'll see how Rashi explains it. Why, if the fast would begin on a Thursday, it would too drastically affect and change the prices in the market, which would be bad. Okay, we'll see Rashi for the explanation. But either way, we see that it's a mission already that we go Monday, Thursday, Monday. Why does Rav Huna need to teach us this again? Right, the Mishnah continues, Ela Shalosh Taniyos HaRishonos Sheni V'Chamishi V'Sheni. Again, we would only make fast Monday, Thursday, Monday. So why does Rafin have to teach us again it would be only Monday, Thursday, Monday? Mao Desei Mahani Mili B'Tzibor. Maybe the Mishnah only means when we're dealing with a communal fast, it must be Monday, Thursday, Monday. Aval Yachid Lo, but an individual fast of individuals, perhaps could be Thursday, Monday, Thursday. Kamashman, that no, that even individuals, in an individual fast, must be Monday, Thursday, Monday. Tanya Mihach, we have a right to like this also. Kishis Chilo Yechidim Nisanus, when the individuals would fast, only the individuals, not the whole community. Misanus Sheni V'Chamishi V'Sheni. They would also only fast on Monday, Thursday, Monday. Umafsik and Baroshe Chadashim, if one of those Monday, Thursday, Mondays, one of those days would fall on Rosh Chodesh, they would stop the fast. They would not fast, because you're not allowed to fast on Rosh Chodesh. And similarly, turning the page, Ubiyam Tovim Haksuvim Megillas Tanis, and also on the holidays that would be written in Megillas Tanis. Megillas Tanis was a scroll that was written that wrote down dates which were considered minor holidays, where different miracles had occurred, and on those dates, it was forbidden to have eulogies, and also it was forbidden to have fasts. So if one of these days, a Monday, Thursday, Monday, would fall out on a minor holiday found in Megillas Tanis, they similarly would not fast. Okay, let's see Rashi, who will explain for us the issue of what's the difference of Monday or Thursday. The Gemara says, in Rashi explaining the Gemara, turn back to Yudam and Aleph, Mai Kamash Malan, again in Rashi, Mai Kamash Malan, Hai Dekamar Sheni V'Chamishi V'Sheni, what is Rav Huna teaching us when he says only Monday, Thursday, Monday? Tanina, we already learned from Pirkan L'Kaiman later on the Perek, Ein Gozer and Tanis, you only make Tanis on Monday, Thursday, Monday. Why Shlo Laskiyas Asharim, not to affect and alter the prices in the market. Why? Shim hayu maschilis anos b'chamishi, if we begin fasting on Thursday, hayu konin lamotzei hatanis shtei sudos gedolos. So when the fast would end, they would have to buy two large meals, shtei sudos gedolos, echel l'tanis v'echel l'shabbos, one for breaking the fast Thursday night, and they would also be buying food for Shabbos. Ukasavar hamocher shirav bolam, the sellers will think that there's some sort of famine, that everyone is rushing to buy food from them. Va'asi laskuye sha'arim, and they will come and raise the prices improperly. Askuye, Rashi says, means mevatel shir, they will nullify the shir, the amount, mida harishona umata, the original amount that you would get for a certain amount of money, and they would lessen it. So they would make it that a dollar could no longer buy as much. But if the fasts begin Monday, Thursday, Monday, and the first fast is on Monday, people have time to realize it's because there is a fast that they're buying the big meal on Monday. And then when Thursday comes around, people will also know that the second big meal is not because there's some sort of famine, some sort of scarcity of food, but rather, again, because they've already been fasting from Monday. So that's why we make sure to begin fast on Monday, not Thursday, to avoid this confusion. Rashi says, "Av yichidim lo." We might have thought when only individuals are fasting, shalosh tanios shayichidim osim kodem l'tzibur, when only the individuals are fasting, not the whole community, ain as a kukan lahatzchol b'shini. We don't need to begin on Monday. Delaka afgas sha'arim, because even if we begin on Thursday, it won't affect the market so much. Mishum yichidim l'chudayu, because it's just individuals, and just since a few people are fasting, it won't have such a great effect in the whole marketplace. Yet, nevertheless, Rav Huna says, even when only individuals are fasting, we make sure to start on Monday and not Thursday. Rashi here adds, V'halalu gimel tanios diyachidim, these three fasting individuals, enon mechlal yud gimel tanios ditzibur. They are not included in the series of 13 fasts of the community that we'll learn about if the drought continues and no rain falls. Teda, you should know this, Rashi says, a proof, the kachashiv masisin shalosh v'shalosh v'sheva. After these three individual fasts, we still have 3 plus 3 plus 7 of communal fasts. Umafsigim Rosh Chodeshim, we won't fast on Rosh Chodesh. Shimcha Rosh Chodesh v'sheni uv'chamishi l'achash yizchilu lisanot. If Rosh Chodesh falls out on the Monday or Thursday after we've begun fasting, poskin tanitam, we cancel and don't fast on that day. Turning the page, Rashi, v'chein b'yam tovim haksuvim Megillas Tanis, and similarly, if a minor holiday of Megillas Tanis falls out on Monday or Thursday, we will not fast. Returning to the Gemara, first line of the Gemara, Amud Beis, Tan Rabbanan, al yomar adam talmud ani eini roi lios yachid. A person should not say, I am merely a talmud, a lower level student, I'm not worthy of being a yachid, of being a more advanced individual, a chashuv, one of the chashuvim of the Rabbanim or the Tzadikim, and therefore I'm not going to fast on these days when it begin on, if it hasn't rained once we hit the 17th of Mar Cheshvan. A person shouldn't say that. Rather, kol tamidei chacham yechidim, any person who's considered Talmud Chacham is included in this category of yechidim, and you should fast if you're a Talmud Chacham, if you're a student, if you're learning, you should fast on these days to daven for rain. Rashi, Talmud ani, I'm merely a student, v'eini chashiv kol kach, I'm not so important, ki yechidim as the individuals, klomer, eini roi lahas kol tanas ima yechidim, I'm not roi to fast and begin fasting early with the rest of these special individuals. Again, rather, it's more preferable that actually a person should fast and daven for rain. Back in the Gemara, so once we see that there are two categories of Talmud and Yachid, of a student and of beyond a student, a Yachid, an important, significant person, so the Gemara will now define these terms. The Gemara says, we are in the fourth line, Ezu Yachid, who is considered a special, important individual, Ezu Talmud, and who's still considered only a student. Yachid kol shoroi limnosu parneis al tzibur. Yachid is someone who's befitting to be appointed as a leader over the community. And Talmud, but a student is someone who's not ready to be appointed as a leader yet, but kol shesholanosu dvar halacha b'limudo, if we ask him a question of halacha in his studies, va'omer, and he can answer us. Va'fil v'sachas t'kali, t'kali, if he's learning a very small mesachas, like mesachas kala, if he's asked about what he's learning, he can respond correctly, is considered a Talmud. Tana Rabbana, we learned in a braisa, lo kol harotza lasos atzmo yachid osa, not anyone who wants to make himself into a yachid can just make himself into a yachid. If you're not worthy of that distinction, then you shouldn't act as a yachid. Similarly, Talmud osa, or someone who wants to make himself into a Talmud, if he's not really roy, if he's not really fitting to be a Talmud, he shouldn't act that way. Divrei Rabbi Meir, that's what Rabbi Meir said. Rabbi Yossi said, osa v'zachor letov, that he should make himself like a Talmud Yachad, meaning with regards to our fasting, and if he wants to fast, he should fast. V'zachor letov, and he'd be remembered for good, it's a good thing from the fast, even though if he might not be quite at that level yet. Why? Because the fast is not a praise, it's not an honor for him to act that way. It's a pain. So if someone wants to pain himself and fast and include himself amongst this small group of individuals to fast and daven for rain, that is a good thing. Tani Idach, we learned in another braisa, lo kol arotza lasos asmo yachid osa, Talmud osa. Again, not anyone who wants to make himself and act like a yachid, like this special chashiv, significant person, can do so. Similarly, Talmud osa, or if you want to act like a Talmud also, you should not act that way if you're not at that level yet. Divrei Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar. These are the words of Shimon ben Elazar. From Shimon ben Gamliel Omer, no, b'medvar mamurim b'dvar shel halacha. This is only true if it's a matter of honor and prestige and kavod, that a person should act as if he's a yachid or a Talmud if he's really not that way, if he does not deserve that honor. Aval b'davar shel tsar, but if it's a matter of painting oneself, of davening, of fasting, so then osa v'zach l'tov, he can do it, and if he does, he's remembered for good, it's a good thing. Why? She'ein shavach hulo, it's not a praise or honor for him to do this. Eletzar hulo, it's a pain for him to do it. We'll see Rashi on this. Rashi, lo kol arot zelasos atzma yachid le'inyan tanis, a person should not act like a yachid if he is not fitting to do so, if he's not reached that level yet, if he's not even a Talmud. Osa, he should not do this. Why? Dinir migase haruach, it seems like he's haughty. He thinks that he's already a yachid, that he's already a leader of the community, even though he clearly is not. Utnan kol shiruach habrius noch emenu, that we should act in a way that people will be comfortable with us. We shouldn't act in a way, Mishnah Abba says, that we are haughty and make it out that we're special and greater than other people if we really aren't deserving to act that way. Halki Garcina Rashi had the following girsa in the Braisa. We read the Braisa saying that you should not act as a yachid if you're not at that level, and similarly you should not act at the level of Talmud if you're not a Talmud yet. However, Rashi first presents the girsa Halki Garcina about Talmudim Osim Asman, that no, what the Braisa is saying is a regular person should not act as a yachid, but a Talmud, if you're already a Talmud, then you can act at the higher level, meaning a yachid. Kedamrin al-el, as we said earlier in the Braisa, shekol talmidim roin lakach, that even though Talmud is really lower than a yachid, if he wants to act as a yachid and to fast, that's a good thing. Vein behem shim gasas ruach, and that's not considered haughty. And Rav Yossi Omer, according to this reading of the Braisa, Rav Yossi Omer, kol adam, any person, vafil sheinu talmud, even if you've not reached the level of Talmud, osa asma yachid, can act as a yachid, as if he's a leader in the community, lisa anos, to fast. It's a good thing to tsar hu lo blo gasas, that is, because it's a painful thing to fast, it's not considered haughty. But lishnachrina, there's another version, which is the version our Gemara Garcinan, that we have the following gears in the Gemara, lo kol arot zelasas atzma yachid osa, not anyone can just act as a yachid if he's not at that level, or Talmud osa, or nor can someone act as a Talmud if he's not at that level. And what would it mean to act as a Talmud? Klomar, lo kol arot zanami lasas atzma Talmud, if a person wants to make himself like a Talmud, lihisnaheg asma v'midas Talmud, and to act in the ways of Talmid Chachamim, the Chaluko, in his dress, v'mitaso, or how he acts in the privacy of his bedroom, lihisnaos besudur shel Talmid Chachamim, or to wear the special handkerchief or talis or beged of the Talmid Chachamim, v'shar dvarim, or any of the other matters that Talmid Chachamim are allowed to act and dress differently to show that they have a certain status of being a Talmud Chacham. Right? Shar Dvarim Osa. He cannot do these things. Why? The Kol Harotza Lito Lois Hashem Lo Yitol. Just because you want to take the name of being a Talmud Chacham and have all the honor of that, you're not allowed to do that because you're not at that level yet. And then Rav Yossi, says that you're allowed to do that. A Reisha, he's only referring to the Reisha, meaning to act as a Yachin, to fast. But he also agrees you cannot act in terms of dressing in a special way to show off that you're Talmud Chacham if you're not at that level yet. Umestaber, and this makes sense, Ki Hai Lishna, the second version makes more sense, which is the version we have. Why? May the Kamahadir Rav Shimon ben Gamliel, because in the second Braisa, Rav Shimon ben Gamliel says, Davar Shel Shevach Eino Osa, that you are not allowed to do something which is an act of honor or glory if you're not at that level, only acts of tsar. Mechal da'ar b'shevach implies that up until now, in the previous Braisa, we also had been referring to certain acts of shevach, meaning, as we read, that a person should not act as a Talmud Chacham to dress in a more coveted fashion if he's not at that level yet, because to do so would be haughty. And with that, Rashi finishes explaining these two braisos, and we will continue in the Gemara next time.